Now, more of The Drive with Steve Jackson on FM News Talk Radio, KSRO.
All righty, after Harry Duke spends about a half hour with our guests every week out in the green room telling them what a pain in the ass I am, they come in and realize he's pretty much telling the truth. Harry, our theater guy, is here, of course, a theater critic and writer for The Bohemian. Our guests today are Stephen Stubbins, back with us. He is from Transcendence Theater Company. He is actually the co-executive director. Great to see you again.
Good to see you, Steve.
Now, let me just say this. I have to say it every time because I spell my name S-T-E-P-H-E-N.
Yeah, why do you spell it wrong? I'm trying to understand that. Yeah.
Stephen Curry spells his S-T-E-P-H-E-N.
Yeah.
And he calls himself Stephen. Mm-hmm. You spell yours like Curry should, S-T-E-P-H-A-N, and call yourself Stephen. I'm very confused. I don't know what to do.
Yeah, it's really...
If my mom was still alive, I'd call her and go, what do I do?
It's all my mom, actually, is the who's really at fault. And then I just grew up with it that way, so...
Well, I was, you know, since the Warriors have been so hot, when I'm on the phone telling people I can't pay them, or whatever I'm doing, and they check the account, and then they go, well, Stephen... And I've been getting that a lot more since the Warriors and Curry have been so popular.
Me too.
So people are saying Stephen, even though it's whatever.
Stand by, folks. We'll get to theater in just a second.
Who are you?
Yeah.
Mike, do you know this guy? I'm very confused as usual. Okay. And also joining us is Lori Haley Fox. Hi.
Hello.
Pleasure to meet you.
Thank you so much for having me.
Transcendence Theater in Jack London State Historic Park. They do it every year. Broadway Under the Stars. It is just an amazing experience. One that if you haven't checked out, you certainly should. And we're today talking about...
Shall We Dance?
Thank you. Shall We Dance, running August 3rd, which, if I'm not mistaken, might be tomorrow.
It's tomorrow.
It's indeed.
Opening tomorrow. I'm running through the 19th at Jack London State Park. Okay.
Welcome, folks.
Thank you. Thanks so much.
We get to talk about theater now.
Yes.
Stephen's been with us several times talking about Transcendence and their productions, and we're joined by Lori Haley Fox. Because I asked the folks at Transcendence, I said, could you send somebody who's not Stephen? That can talk to us about performing, talk about the experience of coming in to perform. And so nothing against Stephen. Stephen's a fine gentleman, a sweet guy. But we're happy to have you both here to talk about the upcoming production.
Thanks so much.
So let's start with Stephen, actually, and let's talk about how things are going with Transcendence this year so far.
Amazing. We're having a great summer so far. Tomorrow night is opening night for Shall We Dance, and this show is so dynamic and exciting and fast-paced, and we're excited for it to... We're basically at the halfway point for our Broadway Into the Stars this summer, and it's been going great.
Terrific. Mm-hmm. And this show, again, is entitled Shall We Dance? Mm-hmm. What I think we can tell from the title what people are expecting to see, but let's talk about more specifics. What's the basis of the show? Is there a theme to the show?
Yeah.
What are we going to get?
I mean, it's really dance-focused, and it's about a wide variety of dance numbers and styles, and a real invitation to the audience to celebrate throughout it, and to really an homage to Sonoma County as well. There's 18 different musicals that are represented in it. We have everything from like My Fair Lady and Guys and Dolls to Hamilton to, you know, Michael Jackson, and dance styles. We have like tango, tap dance, modern, all sorts of different dance styles.
Ballet.
I think it's just ballet, hip hop.
Yeah.
It's super fun. People are going to love the music, and they're going to love the dance. And I'm excited that Lori's here because she's a star.
That's very kind of you, Stephen.
And so funny, too.
Give us your background, Lori. I mean, did you start with acting, or was it dancing, or both? Or
actually, my background is I started as a special needs teacher, and I was a minor in theater and just kind of fell into theater, initially moving to Italy for a while. I'm now based in London. I came back to the U.S. to do Mamma Mia for a short period of time.
Really?
Yeah.
Why did they call it Mamma Mia? Yeah, I've been asking that since the second movie came out.
That's an interesting...
What's their names?
ABBA.
ABBA.
Their name.
That's
four people.
Their name. ABBA.
It's the music of ABBA. Yes.
I thought it was Vinnie ABBA, and he was... that's why
they
called
it... They named it after the title of one of their famous songs.
Really?
Which is Mamma
Mia.
Yes. Yeah.
Never listen to those folks. I'm sorry.
go back to
sleep.
And
when I was doing that, I met the wonderful Tony Gonzalez, who told me about this incredible theater company and said it's something that you'll want to be a part of. And I was invited last year to perform here and begged to come back. And they had me, so I was thrilled.
Where do you live?
I live in London, England.
You're kidding.
No, kidding.
Where'd you grow up?
I grew up in New Jersey. I'm a Jersey girl.
What exit?
131 on the Parkway, 11 on the Turnpike.
Nice.
If only a Jerseyite would understand that question.
We have a few Jersey girls in our show, too, which is pretty exciting. So
let's talk about your connection to Transcendence and the experience of coming in to do a show and then leaving. Talk a little bit about that. How did that come together? What's it like? Where do you live? How do you get around?
It's nothing like I've ever known. And I've said to people in London before I came here that I was so excited because to me, it's sort of like adult theater camp. I absolutely love it. We have host families that we stay with, members of the Sonoma community, who really do act like your family here, and you either stay with them, or many of them are lucky enough to have lovely little guest homes that we stay in, and you become part of the Sonoma community, which is fantastic. Performing at the Jack London State Park is like nothing I've ever experienced or known. Walking in and seeing that, it looks like a film set. You can't actually believe that
many
it's real.
Many actors have said that to us over
the
years.
It's just extraordinary. And you get a really unique group of people that perform because there isn't the traditional audition process. You're recommended by somebody that's already worked at Transcendence, and then there's an interview process to see if you're sort of the right fit to work here and be a part of Transcendence.
I have to ask this question. How does a Jersey girl who knows the exit numbers on the Parkway wind up in London, living in London?
Oh, that's a very long story that would involve some,
sorry, we got 3 hours.
Some Sonoma wine. But I was touring through Europe and met a young man and fell in love, and we moved to London and got married.
Was he from London? Is he from London?
He is from London, yes.
Okay.
Well, that didn't take long.
My question or
no,
her answer?
Answer.
My answer.
No.
I gave you the abbreviated version.
But the wine was what would make it take longer.
Would take longer if I gave you all the, you know, details.
So, talk about the rehearsal process. You arrive in Sonoma, and how does it begin? What do you go through?
Well, the first thing that we do is we meet at the park itself, just outside of Jack London's home in the Field of Dreams, and we're told the story of how Transcendence came to be. And then we head to Benzinger Wines, which is lovely. And we are given a video demonstration and told more about the company. And then we actually have about a 2-hour rehearsal process where it's initially music. But that's also something that's very unique to Transcendence. You know, we don't just dive into the rehearsal process. We're told about the company, how it was created, the passion of Amy Miller, and how she had a vision for something that was bigger than just theater. And our rehearsals are started every day with an alignment, which is also something that's different. It's usually yoga or a meditation or Pilates. And again, that's just a different experience to anything I've ever known.
You say alignment, you mean chiropractors?
No, an alignment of like of your mind. Yeah, an alignment of your mind and the energy of the room and the team to all be in the same frame of mind.
Now, see, I tried that once. It didn't work, and so they gave me a talk show. This guy's he's an idiot. Maybe he's funny.
So what's in store for you for this performance?
I'm not. It's funny. It's called Shall We Dance. I wouldn't say that, you know, dance is my forte, but I do a lot of the comedic parts of the show that are involved with dance, which is fun for me to do. It's the thing that I love to do the most. And so you'll see me in a first number wearing a barrel. You might see me in another number wearing a funny nose and mustache.
All right. And singing high notes.
And singing high notes, yeah.
She's really singing some really dynamic.
Stephen, talk about the difference, say, between this, Shall We Dance, debuting tomorrow night through the 19th, and some other Broadway Under the Stars shows, like I guess the one you opened up with is Stairway to Paradise. I mean, what's the variations here? How do they change?
Yeah, we really, I mean, it really comes from the theme of what the name of the show is where we start. But there we start to then decide what the material is based off of that creative team that creates it. The guidepost for this one really is dance. We got this incredible choreographer, Mark Kimmelman, who is, I think he was the associate choreographer on The Bronx Tale. And he's a really well-known in New York to a lot of Broadway performers because he's one of the sought-after teachers at Broadway Dance Center. And so it's really getting these incredible artists involved and then seeing what they're passionate about, seeing what their talents are, and then building the show around that. So we kind of like to keep it kind of nebulous as a surprise for when people get there. You're like, trust us, you're going to enjoy it.
Yeah.
And it's always a very different show.
Well, one of the things you alluded to earlier was the music itself. It's not all Broadway show tunes.
No.
There's a misconception that this is, you've got Broadway Under the Stars in your title and all that, that it's just going to be musical numbers. But you mix it up with, in Stairway to Paradise, there was classic rock, there was Van Halen, there was Paul Simon. So it's a mixture of music.
This show, we have Despacito is one of the songs we're singing in it. As well as, like I mentioned, like Michael Jackson.
No, that's one of my favorite Eagles songs, Desperito.
Wrong, Steve. Wrong.
And you said Desperito, which makes it even better.
You're mixing
I got
up
Taco
a snack
Bell on my mind today.
And a song.
But it really is.
Desperito.
One of the cool things about seeing a Broadway Under the Stars concert that's different than going to see a regular show is, you know, let's say you're not even enjoying one of the songs for some reason. You don't like it or that's not your style. In 3 minutes, you've got somebody else on stage doing a completely different style, doing another song, and there's something in it for everybody.
Yeah. Yeah. Let's quickly talk about the whole experience beyond the show, what people can expect at the park when they get there, which opens at 5 o'clock for picnicking, and the show itself starts at 7:30.
Yeah, you drive through the vineyards of Sonoma Valley, you arrive at Jack London State Park, parking is included in the price, so you don't have to pay extra for parking, which is exciting. You get there, there's 2.5 hours of pre-show picnicking and wine and food trucks next to the vineyards of the park. If you show up there at between 5 and 6:30, you'll get to see Lori Haley Fox there.
Yeah, we have different things that we do at the picnic. I found out this weekend I'll be pouring wine and beer, so I'm very excited.
Yeah, I've always
that.
Loved that the actors and people are, you know, helping out and entertaining the crowd before the entertainment starts.
They're welcoming you as you come in. They're tearing your tickets. It's a great way. Normally, these people, like Lori, you'd have to go. If you're going to meet Lori, you'd have to go to Mamma Mia on Broadway, wait at the stage door after the show and hope to get her autograph, right? But she's there welcoming you as you come in or pouring your wine
pouring
in this
your
case,
wine.
Right?
And it's great. And it's nice for us as well because we feel we already get a connection with the audience
before
we've even started performing.
Yeah.
So that's fantastic.
Yeah. So and then we have a pre-show musician out there, and then you walk into, you know, go from the great lawn where we do the pre-show picnic into the open-air, majestic winery ruins right next to where Jack London wrote his books.
Right.
And there, just with the view of the vineyards and as the sun's setting, you get to see this incredible show. And we get to surprise you and hopefully delight you each time.
And a reminder that you are outdoors and outside while attending this performance. And so the weather is a critical factor. So if you do attend, you should dress accordingly.
As Mark Twain said, the coldest winter I ever spent was a summer in San Francisco.
Well, for Stairway to Paradise, I went opening weekend and it was cold. I'll be attending tomorrow night's performance. I expect it'll be a little warmer tomorrow.
The key is be prepared.
Be prepared. Dress in layers, as they
always say.
We will have, like, it'll be blazing hot, you know, during the picnic, and then, you know, it just gets cooler at night. So definitely be prepared.
Yeah. The visuals, I'll say this, are always incredible. Not just what's going on stage, but the hills in the background, the vineyards in the background, the stars in the sky, the moon in the sky, whatever it is. It really is a unique venue in which to enjoy some really talented folks performing.
And it opens tomorrow night, runs through the 19th at Jack
Friday.
London.
Yes, I'm sorry. Friday, Saturday, and Sunday shows. Park opens at 5 p.m. The curtain is at 7:30 p.m. If you would like to attend the Sunday, August 5th performance, very specific here, folks, Sunday, August 5th, we have
This Sunday.
That is this Sunday. It's opening weekend. We have one pair of select tickets. That means you get to sit a little closer to the stage than a general admission ticket, which we are going to provide to the fifth caller at 707-636-1350. So the fifth
You did
caller,
not run this by me, and I
ran
have to
it
tell
by
you.
Mike. I ran it by the
Oh, what
producer.
Does he know? He's only been here 10 years. I don't do that.
Well, we're doing it for the first time ever. So if you're available.
Well, in that case, I got to talk to all. When they call in, I'll talk to the fifth caller.
Fifth caller at 707-636-1315.
Let me talk to the first four callers too.
Get you a pair of tickets to this Sunday's performance of Shall We Dance from the Transcendence Theater Company.
Threw you off on that one, didn't I?
You did. Oh, I threw you off. It's only fair, I guess.
Yeah, exactly. Clark Wolf is back in the studio, culinary commodore and host of At the Table with Clark Wolf on Saturdays at KSRO. We shall talk to him after the top of the hour break. So call right now, 636-1350.
Are we still on?
fifth caller. Yeah, what are you?
There's a reason.
You got a college radio show now?
Clark, have you ever attended a Broadway Under the Stars performance?
Yes, it's absolutely fantastic. And I want to just put in a word for the fact that it's all well and good for you to pour wine and beer. But make sure they let you work in the food truck, too. The BLTs are fantastic. Be part of the food stuff, too. Otherwise, you don't want to sing on an empty stomach.
Oh, this is true. I don't get to drink the wine until after.
Well, that's not any fun.
But I get to enjoy pouring it.
Let me talk to you about that after the show.
Steve will give you a
I've worked out a way.
Really? Okay.
636-1350. Call right now. 636-1350. Now, see what you did?
They're
normally, every line is slammed, and now you've confused them after 10 years.
Listen to your producer.
Nobody's called. Nobody's called.
Clark, you're caller number one. Hello. All right, here we go. No, this is fun. I haven't done this in 30 years in radio. Caller 127. We used to do that. Oh, I'm getting a major break sign. He's suffering over here, my producer, for a break. Michael Green is in the KSRO Traffic Center.
Don't tick off DeWald.
No, I mean, I try not to.
You know, at this point. Yes,
I tick off everybody these days. So.